If you look up into the sky, you might see low-flying planes over the mountains distributing brown pellets. It's part of the United States Department of Agriculture's National Rabies Management Program. The pellets are oral vaccinations covered in wax and fish meal, meant to entice raccoons. And don't worry, the pellets are non-toxic to other animals. Rabid raccoons are most common on the East Coast, including West Virginia, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Although there are only 1 to 3 human cases of rabies in the U.S. each year, as many as 60,000 people receive rabies treatment for potential exposure. If rabies is contracted, it's 100% fatal. Joanne Mackey is a veterinarian for Boehringer Ingelheim, the company who makes the edible vaccinations. And she says with the pandemic, more people are outside recreating.
We wish people will be thinking about rabies and that if they see an animal acting strangely in the environment, that comes into their mind.
Planes will be dropping 740,000 vaccines across the state through early September. West Virginia is targeted because the Appalachian Mountains are considered a barrier line for rabid raccoon movement to the west. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan.